Nord.
A few months ago, the European Parliament voted to ratify association agreements with Moldova and Ukraine. Now, as it turned out, the association agreement with Ukraine had rather bigger consequences than anyone had expected at the time. But there's another significance. Moldova and Ukraine now enjoy free movement of goods and services with the European Union. The only country that is now not part of a European single market in the whole of the European area is Belarus. Why does this matter so much? For this reason. As the British referendum gets underway, the idea is absurdly being propagated that withdrawing from the political institutions of the EU means withdrawing from the internal market. Now, I have to tell you, no one in Brussels is suggesting such a thing. And nor is any British Eurosceptic suggesting such a thing. The idea is a fantasy that exists only in the minds of people in the United Kingdom campaigning to remain in the European Union. If we left the political structures, everyone accepts we would remain in the common market in the same way that, say, Jersey does today, or Guernsey, or Switzerland, or Moldova, or Turkey, or Norway, or Liechtenstein, or Andorra, or any other country in Europe. So if we're not walking out of the single market, what would be the significance of leaving the European Union? Well, apart from the democratic arguments, apart from recovering our sovereignty, apart from pulling out of the political structures, the main economic change would be this one. We would no longer have a say in the formulation of EU regulations, but nor, except in some very particular circumstances, would we be expected to follow those regulations. That's the trade-off. So, take Switzerland as an example. It's perfectly true, as EU supporters say, that Swiss exporters must meet EU rules when they sell to EU markets, just as they must meet Japanese rules when they sell to Japanese markets. But they have the critical advantage that they don't have to apply those rules to their domestic economy, nor to their exports to the rest of the world. Now, plainly, that deal suits the Swiss. Wealthiest country in Europe, freest economy in Europe, according to the UN, the happiest people in Europe. Would it suit us? Well, I think even more, and for this reason. Swiss exports per capita to the EU as an EFTA country are 4.5 times as much as UK exports to the EU as a full member. Right, let me repeat that because I think it is such a critical statistic. The Swiss sell 4.5 times as much to the EU from outside as we do from the inside. And yet, they still regard their present deal as far preferable to full EU membership. So much so, in fact, that the campaign for EU membership in Switzerland has admitted defeat and folded its tents and left the field. Now, if that suits Switzerland, being able to trade with the EU, but also sign independent trade deals with the rest of the world, they did with China just 6 months ago, how much more would it suit Britain? After all, the share of our exports to the EU is falling virtually by the minute. Switzerland sells 64% of its total exports to EU countries. For us, the figure is 46%. At least it was 46% when I started recording this clip. It's probably even lower now because as the euro crisis takes hold and as the rest of the world grows, the percentage shifts further and further towards global markets almost with every passing minute. Why are we, of all nations, a merchant, maritime, global trading people, confining ourselves in the only customs union on the planet that is experiencing zero economic growth? Shouldn't we be reconnecting with more distant markets, especially those common law and English-speaking markets where we have a natural advantage and where, after 40 years of EU membership, modern communications have eliminated distance? Isn't that the role we ought to be playing? As a global nation, linked by law and language, by habit and history, to every continent and archipelago. It's time for us to raise our eyes to more distant horizons and rediscover that global vocation that our fathers took for granted.